Hey everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
What was that?
What the fuck happened there? What was that?
I don't know. There was like some like weird internet thing. I don't know.
Did it happen to me or did it? Because like it was like a 6 second delay before Kev said anything.
No, it happened to you first.
Weird.
Yeah, it was very, very strange. I don't know what happened.
I'm Doug. Yeah, so it was like, I'm Jeremy. I went, I'm Doug. And then it was like, beep, beep, beep. I'm Kev. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what?
I'm working against this.
So, how's everybody doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, I went somewhere over the weekend. Okay, so listen, I got to tell you, on Saturday, I had the most normal Saturday I've had in 2 years. Can I just say that? I went on a day date with Ashley. First, we went to somewhere where I've always wanted to go and just it never lined up. I went with Ashley. We went to the Dallas Holocaust and Human Rights Museum. And boy, I've got to say, if you have never been to that, that is an experience. That is something. Golly, it will hit you in the feels. I got really emotional. At one part,
in Dallas. Where is this at?
It's in Dallas. Yeah, it's in Dallas. They actually took one of the box cars from one of the train carts and brought it over for the museum, and it is so fucking eerie when you go in there, and it just, your whole like body sinks, and you just like are overcome with like this like huge amount of emotion. It is so wild. They also have, they built these holographic survivors. So because, you know, we went into one of these Q&As, and you get to have a Q&A with a hologram of the survivors of the Holocaust. And that is just some wild tech. You could literally ask it almost anything, and you can ask them almost anything and they will respond. I guess each person who's been interviewed has been interviewed and asked over 1,400 questions. And wow. So the harsh reality, the sad reality of it is that in 10 years' time, everyone who was a survivor will be gone. Because, you know, so they essentially were like, what's the best way that we can preserve all of these stories? And they decided that this was it. And they've interviewed over like 100 people now. And so they go on rotation. And so you can get all these different experiences from all these different people. And it's incredible. So if you have a question, you just stand up and ask it. Ask them. Jeez, I keep saying it because it's a hologram. It's so weird. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the beginning of it, you're surrounded by all these TVs. And it goes through the whole story of you know, before they went into concentration camps and everything, and before they went into to ghettos. And then, of course, the screen lifts up and here's this hologram. And you're just like... It's really crazy. They don't charge for you to go. It's free. So I highly, highly recommend. It's in a beautiful building. It's in a new building. And it's three levels. And it's got some really, really wonderful stuff. And a lot of things that will definitely definitely hit you really hard and just oof.
It was just you and Ashley. You didn't take Colin with you?
No, but we're going to take him back so that way he can experience that.
You got to learn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a good like learning environment and tool thing as well. I don't know. I mean, I remember, not that this is like remotely the same, but I remember going on a field trip one time when it was around the time the movie came out, but they did like a Titanic exhibit with like, art, like stuff from the Titanic.
Oh,
and I remember going on a field trip for that. And then, you know, obviously here I am almost 30 years later, you know, and I remember it so vividly because of the, you know, I mean, it was all about, you know, the movie was also coming out. So it was super hyped. Right. But also, being able to like walk past stuff that was recovered from the shipwreck. Cause I guess they have pulled some things from it.
Yeah.
And maybe stuff that was also just pulled out of the ocean when they were doing recovery efforts afterwards, but shit was wild.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool to see that stuff. Yeah, man. I like that. That's amazing. I'd like to check that out next time I'm in Dallas. Thanks for the heads up on that. You said it's new, so definitely out.
The building is new. Like, the Holocaust Museum has been there for a while, but, there's just some imagery. Like, you turn the corner, and I don't want to spoil a lot of things, but you turn the corner, and they rebuilt, like, it's kind of a miniature, but it's like the it's like these Roman pillars, and in between them are the Nazi flags, and like it tells the story of all that, and you're just like, it affects you in a physical and mental way, an emotional way, and like just the way they have it all set up, it's really, really invokes a lot of like thought and emotion. It's absolutely fantastic. So there's one question that we didn't get to ask. And, I really wanted to ask, cause you only get 30 to 45 minutes with the interactive guy, or girl, I really want to ask, like, what do you say about today with Holocaust deniers? And I was like, oh, fuck, I wanted to ask that. I wanted to get to that, but we didn't get a chance, because I was just like, you know what, you go through, these people go through all of this and this whole experience, and I was just curious to know what their thoughts were on it. I'm sure I could look it up and stuff, but I'm sure they're pissed off, and they're like, if it wasn't a professional setting, like, fuck them.
Right. Oh my God.
Was there any questions? Cause this sounds amazing that you can just like literally just send out audio and say, ask a question, and then them being able to answer it. Has there been any questions that they haven't been able to answer while you were there?
No. The only thing, like, obviously common sense gets lost on people when they start talk, like, once you get comfortable, you start talking to it like it's supposed to be real, right? Like,
yeah.
And so somebody was like asked a 2-part question, and then the guy, he actually answered one, but then the woman, the host was just like, oh, well, you have to make it one question. It's not smart enough to answer a 2-part question. Like,
yeah, figured.
So, but you That's can so ask amazing. Anything from, you know, what's your favorite sports team to what do you do now? And, you know, everything. The only thing you can't ask is stuff from the future. I guess somebody tried to ask. It was like, hey, what do you think about the political blah, blah, blah now? And I guess the guy was like, this was in the past. She told the story. And I guess he was like, I don't understand your question.
Cause I like how they have something for that.
Cause they can't answer stuff from the future or you know, cause this stuff was recorded, you know, possibly 6 to a year ago and, you know, however long, but
it's like Siri where it's like, well, sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I couldn't quite understand that.
What did you think of the January 6th attacks?
Who?
This was recorded in 2018, sir.
What'd you say?
No.
But yeah, it was, I can't say enough great things. So we did that. And then we popped over, and I actually, for the first time in 2 years, had a comfortable lunch, went inside of a restaurant, and ate.
Nice.
Which is crazy to me. But I will say this. It was half empty. No one was around us. So, I mean, it was fine.
I mean, you're like nearly fully. I mean, because they're talking about changing the definition of fully vaxxed. You're, I mean, you've had your two shots and your booster. So you fucking, you know.
I'm fucking Spider-Man. Like
fucking, you're Spider-Man. You're fucking ready. Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like, come at me, fucking COVID. Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Oops, your ass. You ain't shit, bitch.
So I
was wearing like an Ed Hardy shirt. Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. What? What's up, man? I'm a fucking antibody. I'm fucking here. Let's fucking do this shit, you little virus bitch. I ain't fucking around. Fucking kick your ass up and down this field. What? What? Bitch. That's right. So I thought, walk away.
My fucking hands turn into white blood cells. Let's go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. And then we went over to the Dallas Modern Art Museum. Oh, let me just tell you this. The Holocaust Museum, metal detector as you go in, checks your bags and is very stern on following the city's mandates of wearing masks. Modern Art Museum, walk in, don't give a shit about nothing. They're masks on, masks off, all of it. Like, and no metal detectors, nothing. Just have fun. All right, bye guys.
Like, we're just happy people still come here.
But the thing is, Holocaust Museum, free. Mm-hmm. Modern Art Museum, $16 a ticket.
Yep.
Pay for that maskless privilege.
Modern Art Museum wasn't as interesting. We've been like maybe 5 years ago. Nothing has changed. And I was like, I looked at Ash. I was like, it's kind of boring because I straight up have seen all of this. There's nothing that has changed here.
That's when you go in exhibits are in town, when you go see like when they've got stuff. But I don't remember which museum it was. One of them's doing like a Van Gogh.
That is the modern. We wanted to go do that, but so it's $16 for the regular ticket, and then it's $24 a person to go into the exhibit, the Van Gogh exhibit, or like whatever they're having. And I'm like,
it's pretty sick. I've seen photos from it. It's really cool.
Really?
It's really cool.
I looked at Ash and I was like, cause we were walking away and I turned and I was like, Ash, if you really want to do it, like, I don't mind. Like, it's how often are we out here? And like, if you really want to go to that, like, let's go look at it.
Yeah. They have a room and it's like, there's just a bunch of projectors everywhere and every like surface is like Starry Night and stuff. So you're like walking through Starry Night. Oh, that's really cool. It's really cool. They did it's a really cool exhibit, but I mean, yeah.
Good to know now.
You could just look it up, see what it I don't know how long it's in town.
Oh, I see here. Yeah. Oh yeah. Now I see. It's an immersive Van Gogh exhibit. Yeah, that's cool. Well, fuck. I'm not going to show her that. Because then she's going to have some FOMO.
What's your next day off? Let's fucking go. We'll drop Carl off at school and fucking book it to Dallas.
And then we went over to, since we're in Dallas, we were like, all right, well, do you want to go over to, we went over to the Costco Business Center because they have an expanded selection of like treats and stuff like that.
Oh, is that what all those pictures were from that you sent us? Where it was like, look at this fucking pizza oven, four tier pizza oven.
It was 20 grand.
20 grand. Byron, God, if you're listening, we can send you a picture and you can tell your wife to get it for you
for Christmas.
That Nutella, though.
And then a lifetime supply of Nutella in a jar, because Jesus really? Fucking Christ.
That's a fucking bucket. Just can't even put a plastic handle to carry it.
Yeah, it weighed a paint bucket size.
It weighed 20 pounds.
I was very upset that Doug never responded to my Tang, palette of Tang.
Yeah. You ain't getting shit from me still to this day. We're not. I think the text that came afterwards was like, hey, we should do another Christmas special.
Yeah, I know. I was like, F y'all.
So it put Saga on the brain.
If anybody's listening, you don't know, I pitched a Tang joke at the very beginning when we first started recording years ago. And he's forever been against it, and no matter how many times I bring it up. So,
That's for you old school fans.
And then while we were walking, once again, I was like, what is this? What is this woman after? What does this bitch want from me? Because I showed her the Ghostbusters Proton Pack is being made by Hasbro, fully interactive, fully works, has switches on and lights and everything, right? So
what does she want? So that way she can justify you getting it. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
This is what she wants.
What did you walk out of the Costco with?
Oh no. I pre-ordered the fucking Proton Pack.
Well, I know. I saw your Instagram post, fucking Jeremy Richmond. So what did she make you get her? As like
nothing. Penance. Okay, so let me explain. This is what she said. She goes, Jeremy, you're a grown man. If you want that, you buy it. And then she rubbed my back, and I went, she's up to something.
Oh shit! Yep. Oh shit!
She's about to drop it.
Tonight,
we'll see what she gets.
Tonight, she walks into the office and she goes, can we have a serious conversation about taking a cruise?
Oh boy,
you know, you should go, COVID aside, have you ever heard of the neurovirus? Is that what it's called? Neurovirus? It's a virus that is. You mostly get on cruises, and it's super fucking contagious. And what it is a stomach, I think it's a stomach virus. And what one person gets sick, and then diarrhea. It fucking spreads like goddamn wildfire, and you will be vomiting and shitting constantly.
For how long though?
Like a couple days.
Oh my god.
Did she have a specific cruise in mind, or?
Yeah, she wants. So cruises right now can only legally accommodate like a third of the passengers. So if it's a 6,000 person cruise, you're only getting like 2,000 people on. So it's nearly empty. Like it's there's nothing going on, and the prices are super cheap because of that and COVID restrictions and all that. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to take advantage of it. And so she's been watching a whole bunch of people on YouTube take some cruises and you have to take a COVID test prior to getting on the vessel. And then they make you do a rapid test as you get checked in. And then vaccinated people are allowed to get off the ship, unvaccinated or not, to contain them in a bubble. Unvaccinated people can go to different ports. There's some cruises, I believe, that are only doing you have to be vaccinated. I'm not sure, but she's been looking into all of it, so.
Excuse me. Yeah, norovirus.
Yeah, I just looked it up, and I don't want any part of that.
So. Yeah, but obviously. I mean, you know, you may not get it. You can get it off of cruises too. Like, we got it a couple of years ago from I think maybe a student at like Wednesday's. Was she at school yet? No, she wasn't at school yet. I think Ollie must have brought it home. Wednesday got it. This is like Wednesday was like 5 months old. Mm. Because we had to go to the hospital for her because she was dehydrated. And then, like, while we're at the hospital, I got it.
Ugh.
And then my mom got it. My sister got it. My mother-in-law got it. And, like, Ollie kind of got it a little bit. And Katie didn't get fucking anything because she's a fucking bitch with an immune system of gold. But like, yeah, our whole family was down for like 2 weeks, like just taking turns, like everyone just being down for a couple days.
Man,
it sucked.
Yeah, it's it sounds like it, and I don't
want that. So I'm just saying, like, if you don't want to do the cruise, there's a very good, just pitch that, just be like, okay, you want to get the norovirus, because like, you want to spend the entire cruise like in your room vomiting and shitting.
She wants to get in before, because I guess January 13th or something like that, the federal mandate for cruises lifts, and then it's up to the crews on what they want to do. And you know, they're going fucking full capacity after that. Yeah. You fucking know it. Like, you know it. So they're about that money. So anyways, so sorry for taking up all the time with all the stuff that I did this weekend.
You know what I did this weekend?
What?
Okay, so I've been, you know, obsessively playing Power Wash Simulator. Mm-hmm. I power washed our cars IRL.
Shut up. Was it just as satisfying?
No. It was fun. It was fun. I mean, one, they weren't like, you know, because the thing about the Power Wash Simulator, so this shit's fucking caked in just dirt and grime, and so it's so fucking satisfying. Car wasn't that way. I did, you know, they got them all nice and washed. I will say this though, one of the things I like about the game versus IRL is that an IRL, when you're done, because you've just been like shooting that hose or whatever, and like it essentially is just vibrating, you know, because mm-hmm. the pressure.
Oh, your hands are shaking.
My hands have been shaking. I told Katie, I was like, I feel like I have fucking Parkinson's.
Yep.
Like I was like, literally, like, we ordered Sonic drinks later in the afternoon, and I was just like, okay, here's your drink.
As you spill it all over her.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God. She's like, you got the power wash arm. And I was like, seriously. So.
Oh, before we leave, I did want to mention something I did. Okay. So I'm a huge advocate of helping. I said huge advocate. I give where I can for charities that are really, that I really believe in, that are really great. And so far I've supported all of the ones that Mr. Beast puts forth, whether it be his food banks, whether it be his, the team trees. I did the team trees. And if you remember that from 2 years ago, he went on a mission to plant 3 million trees. And then now he just launched Team Seas. So they're trying to remove 30 million pounds of trash from the ocean by January 1st. So I donated to that, and I encourage any of their listeners to look that up and also donate to it. So $1 equals 1 pound of trash. What they're doing is half of the money is going towards cleaning up the beaches around the world. And then the other half of the money is actually operating the ocean vessels. They're automated AI vessels that go through and clean all of. And
did you see that news report from earlier this week where they were like, one of the ones that they've been like working on for a while that's supposed to be like kind of AI self-sustainable, like it kind of just goes out and cleans.
Yeah,
they've like unloaded it, and they were kind of like, okay, you know, here's the moment of truth, like how well does this thing work? And they're like, oh shit, that's a lot of fucking trash. This thing fucking works. And they're like, you know, because there's that like trash island reef thing that's just kind of floating out there. And they're like, oh my God, we might actually be able to get rid of that. Like, holy shit. Yeah. With how much trash it brought in after its first 24 hours, they're like, holy shit.
Like, and that's what
it superseded that. And I saw, yeah, you post about the Team C thing. And I was like, I wonder if they're teaming up with them, because like, here you go. Mm-hmm. Get that motherfucker out there and let's go clean some fucking trash.
If you go to Mr. Beast's YouTube channel, he has a video and it shows those machines. And so I was like, yep, this is what they're doing. And fuck yeah. So I got excited for it. So,
yeah.
Anyways, it's been 24 hours and they've already raised $6.4 million out of 30 million. And their goal was January 1st. So they're well on their way.
Yeah. I mean, they hit that tree one pretty fast too.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not too surprised. So
good
on them.
Yeah. Yep. Totally. Anyways, that's our Manic Monday. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're going to do our, it's fall time. I hope everybody had a great Halloween. And tomorrow we're doing our top five meals, or it could be items. I'm sure somebody's got an item that we like to cook in the fall or like to eat. You know, it doesn't have to be cooked, but top five meals we like. So stay tuned for that. Till tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin.